God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hi, this is Bobby Solomon. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6, New King James Version. Psalm 25:1. And 2a, from the Amplified Bible, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I have unwavering trust, and I rely on you with steadfast confidence. I want to say to you, everyone, all the fatherless boys today, all the boys that are growing up without their fathers, all the men that grew up without their fathers and are still hurting from it, I want to talk to you. Yes, and even the ladies that grew up without their fathers that are struggling, and the young ladies, the girls, the youth that are growing up without their fathers. We can trust in the Lord today, for He is good. We can trust in Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, for He is good, and we can have unwavering faith and confidence in Him, because He is God Almighty, God Almighty. And for fatherless boys, of which this ministry is for, we want you to grow up to be men of God in Christ. A man. What is a man? Not somebody who overpowers someone. Not someone who has violence. Not someone who makes a lot of money. Not someone who is the romantic person of the world. No. A man is one who has his confidence in God. His confidence in God. You can hear me. I'm hitting my hand on the Bible. I'm patting the Bible right now. He has his confidence in God. That's what a man is. And he does the will of God because he submits to God's will. He submits to God's will. He gives God his whole self, body, mind, soul, and strength. And he allows Jesus to change his life. That's a man of God. That's what a man of God does. He trusts in the Lord with all of his heart. Yes, he says to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My very life I lift up to you. How are fatherless boys going to learn it? How will they learn these very precious and priceless lessons that Jesus is the Savior of the world? He's their Savior too, if they will receive Him and know that we are sinners. We must be willing to admit that we sin, because Christ went to the cross for us and shed His blood, His precious sinless blood, because we sin. He was the sacrifice for us, because we cannot do it for ourselves. And He forgives those sins. How are the fatherless boys ever going to know they can have eternal life with God and be forgiven if they don't have a teacher, an instructor, a guide, a helper? If they don't have a mentor who comes in the name of the Lord so they can receive the Lord, believe in Him, repent their sins, be born again by the Holy Spirit, and be guided by Him, by God alone. And God will use us, Christian men, to help fatherless boys. It's so important that a fatherless boy gets help so he can become a man of God in Christ. He doesn't know what to do. He's floundering. He's drowning. He's suffering. He's depressed. He's in crisis. His life is in crisis. Gender crisis. Violence crisis. Substance abuse crisis. He's in crisis. He needs help. He needs Jesus. He needs God Almighty. He needs to learn to trust in the Lord with all of his heart, to lift up his soul to God. and have his confidence in him. Do you have your confidence in him? Where does our confidence come from? I just got a promotion on my job the other day, somebody will say. I did so good. I am so proud of myself. But who gave that promotion? It comes from God. Someone else will say, look at this house I just bought. Oh, or I got a brand new kitchen. I did so good. Yes, maybe you did very well with it. But who gave you that kitchen? Who gave you that new house? It's God. This is God's work. Who healed your body? This is God's work. Who healed our souls? Who heals our spirits? Who protects us? Who protects our spirits? God, the Holy Spirit, does that through faith in Christ. It's called grace. We get what we don't deserve, undeserved from God. He gives us eternal life. He forgives us if we will just believe in Jesus Christ, because we cannot save ourselves. Only Jesus can do that. So how does the fatherless boy learn it? James 1:27 says it is pure religion before God and the Father to visit the fatherless in their affliction. And then it also says, and the widows, it also says, then, and he becomes unspotted from the world. The one who mentors the fatherless boy in pure religion becomes unspotted. He keeps himself unspotted. He keeps himself unspotted from the world. The act of pure religion means that you are unspotted. I'll never forget, I'll always remember what Scott, the man who sings our introduction song, Scott Parsons, God bless you, Scott. He sings the introduction to our Mentor Me talk shows, which you're listening today. And Brother Scott was at a camp with us in Orange, California. It was a wonderful camp. We had many fatherless boys and Christian men, and the fatherless boys were older. They were in their mid to late teens even. And many got saved that day. And how do I know? Because I was told so by one of them specifically. Years later, he said, I got saved at that camp. And I'll never forget what Scott Parsons said to me after the camp was over and we were all packing up to go. He just looked at me and he said, Bob, you know, he goes, this camp was like pure. It was pure. It was pure. And I remember James 1:27, that it says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, in their trouble, their tribulation, in their pressure, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Yes, it was pure, that camp. It was pure because the Holy Spirit is pure. If we visit fatherless boys in the purity of God, it's perfect. There's no tarnish to it, but we must do it in God's Spirit, in the Spirit of God, because we are not perfect. We are flawed, but God is perfect, and he will do it through us. I am so much in my heart focused on us doing something to help the fatherless boys and single mom families for Christmas. So they know the Savior. They know Jesus, born as a king. They know Jesus, who always was. He came down from heaven to be born as a baby on earth and then spend his some 30 years here for us. And he grew up and he had his ministry, 3 years of ministry, and he did miracles. He gave people life. He brought them back from the death. And he healed. And he fed. He did these things. And then he gave us salvation on the cross if we will believe in him and repent our sins and believe in Jesus. Receive him as our Lord. Confess him as our Lord. He's our Savior. Yes, these things he did for us. I so much want the fatherless boys and their single mom families to have the greatest Christmas they have ever had in their lives, because they are shown the love of Jesus Christ through Christian men and the church. The church loves people. Let's shed it on the fatherless boys and single mom families this year for Christmas. Let's shed the light of Christ on the fatherless boys and single mom families this year for Christmas. Let's shed the love of Jesus on fatherless boys and single mom families for Christmas this year. The love of Jesus, the light of Christ, the kindness of Christ, and prayer and encouragement for them. Oh, yes, to pray for the single mom and her daughter and her son who have no dads they're growing up with for Christmas this year. Let's bless them with gifts, with food, with Bibles, with gospel tracts, with Christian music, with prayer, and a call to come to Jesus to pray for them to R&R, repent and receive Him through faith, a newfound faith that they want Christ and they believe in Him for Christmas this year. Let's do that. And so many of our fatherless boys, they are our brothers too. They already believe, many of them, not as many as we want, because I would say in my experience, most fatherless boys I've met are not, but some of them do believe. Most are not believers. So how do we help our brothers and our sisters, the single mothers and their daughters who are in the family of Christ? We must bless them for Christmas this year. It's a gift-giving time of Jesus. Jesus' love is the gift. Jesus' love He gave on the cross. Jesus' love when He rose from the dead. Jesus' love when He ascended to heaven. Jesus' love when He's interceding for us right now at the right hand of His Father. We must share that love with them. The fatherless boys and the single mom families that you bless this year for Christmas, and the most important part is sharing the gospel of salvation with them. When you are in heaven someday and they are there, you will see the fruit of it. You will see that fruit. And maybe some of them, you will see the fruit on earth, because you might keep up with them and stay with them and keep spending time with them and bless them in the name and power of Jesus Christ. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust God. In all your ways, trust God. Acknowledge Him. Trust God. And He shall direct, trust God, your paths. Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Let's trust God that He wants us to visit fatherless boys and the single mom families for Christmas. Have you heard from Him? Do you have a sense from the Holy Spirit that you are to do this yet? Has He been calling on you? Is He tugging on your heart yet to do this? Do you know fatherless boys and single mom families? Even one. What about the fatherless boy that lives down the street or goes to school with your own son? Do you know of one that is going to be so depressed and dejected because there's not a man in his life at Christmas time that he doesn't know about Jesus? Come in there and help him. Intercede for him. Be there in person for him and tell him that God loves him, that he has a great future and purpose in life, and that God can bring salvation, and tell him what that is. Show him the love of Jesus for Christmas this year. You will be blessed, he will be blessed, and God will be blessed. We can bless our holy, 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 holy Father. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I have unwavering trust, and I rely on you with steadfast confidence. If you'd like to know more about how to conduct a Christmas party for fatherless boys and their single mother families, give us a call or an email. Call at 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044. Or you may text to that number as well, 800-787-5044. You can email us at mail@mentorme.org. Again, mail@mentorme.org, mail@mentorme.org. You may also contact us through our website, mentorme.org. Go to the contact page and click on that button there, and you can contact us through the website, as well as view many wonderful things there for fatherless boys. Let's bless fatherless boys and their single mom families for Christmas this year, 2023, and may God bless you also in the doing.
God is the Father to the fatherless.